Welcome back to Show Me Today. The Voice of Missouri, the National World War I Museum in Kansas City, has a new exhibit that shows us how the troops tried to relax and forget about fighting. Ashley Byrd talks with Christopher Warren, the Vice President of Collections, about entertaining the troops.
Everybody has exhibits and reads and writes about soldiers in combat, but most of the time, soldiers, they spend their time not in combat or not under direct fire. And what did they do is what we're wanting to look at. Besides training and preparing for the next battle, how did they entertain themselves? What did they do on some of the free time they had? And this occurred in every battle, every conflict, including World War I. You know, soldiers were not stationed in the trenches or on the battlefield continually. On average, they tried to rotate. In general, the belligerent nations tried to rotate their soldiers in and out of the trenches every couple weeks or a little bit longer as they could to give them a break so they could get off the front lines. So this exhibit is really examining what these soldiers did on their free time once they were away from the front lines. What did they do when they were not recovering or preparing for the next battle?
Let's talk about some of the things that are in the exhibit. What do we see soldiers participating in? I imagine you have photographs, you have exhibits. Tell us what we're going to see.
Sure. So we in the exhibit itself, we did our research and kind of picked eight themes, eight different ways in which soldiers entertain themselves when they're away from the front lines. So the themes range anywhere from them experiencing theater productions and watching films to taking part in dancing and music when they were farther back from the front lines, participating in athletics and sports, doing things like reading, writing, reading newspapers, magazines, keeping up with correspondence back home. And then some of the more interesting ones, perhaps to some people, gambling was a big pastime, games and gambling. Some of the more, we might call them today vices, such as prostitution, drinking, those types of things. And of course, tourism as well. A lot of these soldiers, especially the Americans, was the first time they'd ever left the country. So when they were overseas, they took the opportunity often to travel around and see the sights of Europe.
We're talking to Christopher Warren, who's the Vice President of Collections and the Senior Curator at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City. It's always cool stuff going on over there. This one, we're looking at entertaining the troops. And as you put together this exhibit, what are some of the most, what are things that struck you and some of those parts of the exhibit that you'd immediately lead us to go, did you know this or this is amazing? What would you point out?
That one of the maybe less known aspects of how troops enjoyed their time when they could was they put on theater productions and even musicals themselves. Sometimes there was professional actors within their midst, so they would travel around and put on these plays and productions. But a lot of times it was the troops themselves. Once they got off the front lines, once they had rested for a while, they would take it upon themselves to put on these theater productions for themselves and for other troops that could attend. In addition to that, sporting contests were a big deal. Most belligerent nations played football or what we would call soccer. They would have contests between regiments, between units, even between allies to see in different types of athletics, not just soccer, but the Americans played baseball. There was boxing and wrestling matches. American football, of course, was brought over by the Americans and played as well. So the way that they really embraced trying to find some type of normalcy in warfare and recreation to take their minds off what they had gone through, what they were going to go back to eventually was really interesting.
You brought up something that's really important that I've read about. There were celebrities, there were entertainers, there were sports stars who were serving in World War I. This was World War. So you had sports stars, you had baseball stars. They had to have really learned a lot from these folks, actually, you know, sharing time with them and maybe learning from them some baseball skills.
Absolutely. And, you know, from actors to musicians to sports stars, they all served during the war. On you know, for different nations, so they would take their skills and expertise to, you know, help entertain and train their fellow service members, and it was a way that they could, you know, bring their knowledge of recreational activities to try to create entertainment for themselves and their fellow service members, but also to entertain spectators as well from other units and other regiments.
I read that Shoeless Joe Jackson and a lot of folks from that era were also served.
That's right. And I think a lot of people might know during World War II there were a lot of sports celebrities and actors and that type of thing that served. But it was the same way in the First World War, where you had professional athletes, you had prominent musicians and actors. Of course, the movie-making industry was just coming to its forefront during this time period. But yeah, they served as well, and they tried to use those skills and that celebrity that they had already obtained before they went overseas to kind of be a rallying point for a lot of the troops to help them survive these horrific conditions that they were in.
Tell us more about how long the exhibit is up and when we can go see it.
Sure. The exhibit opens February 23rd, and it will be up for an entire year. So you have 12 months through February of 2024 here at the museum. It's in our exhibit hall. It's part of the standard gallery admission ticket. So not only can you come and see our fantastic main gallery, which tells the story of the First World War and its enduring impact on the world, you can also see this special exhibit that examines what these troops did when they weren't in combat.
And the museum is open when?
It's open right now until Memorial Day. We're open Tuesday, every day except Monday from 10 to 4. And then once we get to Memorial Day, we're open 7 days a week.
All right. I was reading in some of the literature, I had no idea that this was a fact, that the national anthem was not the official national anthem until 1931, but the tradition started around World War I with baseball. Can you tell me that story?
Sure, that's absolutely correct. So with baseball, during wartime, of course, there's a lot of patriotic fervor going on, and we're wanting to, just as today, we want to support our troops that are overseas. So during baseball games, they began the singing the national anthem before they would play the games. And in fact, overseas as well, a lot of times when troops would want to play a baseball game, they would occasionally sing the national anthem as well, just to kind of rally each other and remind each other what they were fighting for. But yeah, that occurred during World War I, and it's, of course, a legacy that we still have today in our sporting contests.
So they stood up and sang the national anthem in a part of the game, and everyone stood up and everyone, you know, put their hand to their chest or saluted, and it just became a tradition.
Absolutely. And, you know, wartime creates a lot of traditions. Before this, it would have been rather odd to sing the national anthem or any type of song, patriotic song you've had before a sporting contest, because there was no direct correlation between supporting your country and athletics. But during the war itself, people wanted to remember that while they might be home watching this athletic contest and having this freedom of not being overseas, they wanted to remember that there was men and women that were overseas that were fighting in harm's way. And it just gave the nation and people a rallying cry to show their outward support for what was going on overseas.
Something that we see in all American sporting events now. I mean, just
right.
Not only that, but the patriotic songs, saluting the military, it's all intertwined and was born out of a battlefield. That's amazing stuff. This stuff is all there at the World War One Museum in Kansas City on display. Christopher Warren, Vice President of Collections and Curator, thank you so much for joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.